All right, here we are back live over the internet through BBS Radio on Wednesday, the 17th of October 2018. Tonight, 1 hour with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona. If you have questions, we have answers. You can submit your question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had two more people join in. Welcome. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Cyprus.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Cecil, C6E Serpent.
Welcome to you, Cecil.
Thank you.
Get well, Cecil.
Oh, thank you.
And hi, Dharmananda. And those that are joining in online through BBS Radio, thank you for being here. We are still 3 minutes before the hour. And we await for more people to join in here on the conference call.
And do we have Wynn and Terry on yet?
No, they're not here yet.
I was just listening to last Wednesday's call, and boy, that was a trial.
I can't remember.
Well, they were in the parking lot.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They're having an awful time with their phones.
Yeah. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And for those, especially those that are listening through BBS Radio online, if you do want to submit a question, you can do that per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And then we'll go over the questions during the call and pick the most relevant questions to ask live on the call through Terry Brown to our sources on the other side of the veil, Elohim Group and the Ra Group. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Good evening to you, Terry. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you, Hi.
Hi,
Terry. Right.
Hi.
Hi, would you give that address again for questions?
Questions? So the first word, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello.
Shirley, how long ago did you leave? Man, I can't think of the big state again.
Alaska?
Alaska.
Oh, my heavens. I've been in Ohio for about going on 4 years, but I'm getting ready to return back to Alaska.
Yeah, you are. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe we had another Ohioan over here joining in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Don in Northern Ohio.
Hello, Don in Northern Ohio. Welcome.
Hi, sir.
Hello,
everybody.
Don. Hi, Don.
It's Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art, welcome.
Thank you.
It's Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there. Hey. I'm very quiet on here tonight.
It is quiet.
Amazing quiet. Yeah. Should have been the whole planet healing last night.
Yeah.
It was really quiet.
It really was.
It was like the quiet game.
To my people tuned in, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Who else? Please say a name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Welcome to the call to Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Debbie.
Hello.
Is Cecil in there?
This is Cecil.
Hey, Cecil. Did you get a chance to look at that 81 Cures book for that magic coffee recipe thing?
I looked in there and I didn't see that particular thing. Sometimes that's a, what do they call it, a tricky click thing that they put on there to get you to click
on. A fraud? Yeah, I thought so. They said that's what I clicked on it. That's why I clicked on it, because for that recipe. And then I don't remember seeing it.
Right. I hate
it. We had three more people joining in. Welcome. Please say them a location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Wynn in Sedona. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Prudy. Ashley.
Hello, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello.
Hi, Prudy.
Welcome to the
anyone else that wants to say name and location. Thank you for being here. So Terry is not here yet?
She'll be here in just a moment.
All right.
She knows.
What bar did you go to tonight?
What did we go to?
What bar did you go to tonight?
Boy, I have an incredible story to share, okay? You'll have to wait, though. This story is so good, I'll do it after
we start the recording.
I start the recording, right.
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
It's Helen in Virginia.
Welcome to the call, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
And I also believe that an angel from Sedona just joined in.
Terry's from Sedona. I'm here.
Thanks for being here, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
She's only an angel sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think one's an angel, always an angel. Same as a barkeeper.
once a barkeeper, always a barkeeper?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, when was the last time you were at a bar?
I've been a barkeeper, but when I was at the bar, I can't remember. Well, actually, recently with my dates.
Speaking of angels, I've got angels in my family history.
Cool.
That's interesting.
Go on.
That's it?
We fill in the blanks, I guess.
Gary, you're not ready, are you?
No, never ready.
Mm-hmm. And I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And as you can tell, we're about to kick it off. Shall I get the phone lines muted, Wynn?
Just give me one more minute. I'm just organizing the questions for tonight, okay?
I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Hines. How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
Oh, absolutely.
Suzanne, you didn't turn in any questions for today, did you?
I did not, Wynn.
Why not? you need to ask some questions.
I do.
You don't need to, but it will help you. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And, you know, I've said this before. I know this is true. When you ask a question, I don't know if you ever heard me say this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask a question, some time ago, when I started asking questions, on behalf of people, and not publicly, just privately with Terry. I said, is there any benefit to asking a question besides the answer to the question? And the answer was, when you ask a question, they have to move into your vibratory field to look at your energies to answer it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when they move into your vibratory field to do that, okay, they leave a track, okay?
Yeah.
And the track enables you, if you, you know, this doesn't happen in a logical way or a rational way, but if it gives you an opportunity to follow the track back, and maybe it happens regardless of your effort, I don't know, but to make an ongoing connection with the Elohim, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is priceless, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I say this to everybody, even those of you on BBS, do not miss this opportunity. I mean, you know, it's not about connecting with the Elohim. It's about expanding out of the box of your own reality system. And since it's a box, and some of you understand what I mean by this, when you try to get out of your own, when you try to expand, it's very hard because you keep bouncing off your own walls, your own box, okay? If you follow, okay? So, by getting out of your box, there's this huge opportunity to expand your reality. Now, I'm not making any promises. I'm not saying it'll happen to everyone. But you know what? We're not charging here. What an opportunity. It's like you could go lifetime after lifetime and never have this kind of opportunity. And it's being presented to you. And some of the people, is Valerie here by any chance?
I have not seen her.
I mean, Valerie is one of those people that has asked a lot of questions. And, you know, right now, we don't usually get booked up. And, like, I didn't send an email out to people. And a lot of times, I mean, I've noticed that when I send an email out to my group, people show up that are looky-loos. I've got to reach them in another way than tell them to come to our calls, because they come one or two times, and then they're not back again. And they're not coming with a high intent. They're probably coming with the idea of show me. And, you know, that, would you like to say your name and your city? You don't have to.
Hi, it's Prudy again. My phone's messed up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Would you like to say in your city?
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Oh, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm sorry, that's my state.
Are you hanging out in bars again?
No, I'm done for the day.
Okay.
I've been there all day.
Yeah. Not only do you get their energy, it's like if you ask a question about a situation that's difficult in your life, you can ask them to work with that situation, okay? And some of you know about Fred, how many of you ever worked with Fred?
Yes.
Yes.
How many of you seen Fred shift the energy in a situation. I have. Okay. Well, I have specifically seen it happen where there is this big obstacle, and I said, ask Fred to work on it, and I don't even have to talk to him, and it shifts automatically immediately or within, you know, hours. And as I get it, Fred has a team of angels, you could call them angels, but I don't know if I like to call them angels, because whenever you think you understand something, you usually don't have it right. And, you know, there's an image of angels, image of God, blah, 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 blah. But there's entities on the other side that have nothing better to do than to help us when our, you know, where our intent is high. And then there's beings on the other side that have nothing better to do than to help us when our intent is low. They're the wrong beings, okay? But it's like, you know, Fred works with, I believe they're positive beings, and they flow energy into a situation, and they can help switch the energy around. So I had asked our sources today, if we ask you to help with a situation, can you switch the energy around like Fred's group does? And they said they could. So, you know, you can test it. Take advantage of it. You know, see if they'll switch the energy for you. You know, they have a criteria. They don't just, you know, they're not our slaves by far. And we're not their slaves. They're all free will. And they have to look to see, is this a situation? Uncomfortable situations, as uncomfortable as they may appear, can be situations that are surfacing karmic patterns to be worked out, which makes them positive, although they don't seem positive at the time. Okay?
Yeah.
So they have to evaluate that. You know, is this a karmic situation, or is this a situation that we have authority to help with? Okay? And that's all.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
We
are
ready.
This conference is being recorded.
This is October 17th, 2018, Wynn Terry in Sedona. Everybody, everywhere. And this is the night where we query our sources with the questions that you guys have submitted. Let me make sure I can hear Terry. Terry, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Oh, you know what? I was going to tell you what happened at the bar today. I mean, that is mind-blowing, Terry, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it was like a triple synchronicity. Now, let me just tell you, we really don't go to bars. We go to, it's called Picasso's, and it's a organic restaurant. But they have a bar, and they have a happy hour, and they have incredible food at reasonable prices during happy hour. And so Terry and I go and order a few of their happy hour dishes, and it's almost cheaper than cooking at home, and it's really good. So that's why we go to Cafe Picasso's. I think I'm saying your name right. It's not Cafe, it's Picasso's. So a couple days ago, somebody recommended to Terry a supplement, which they said was incredible, and that they've been taking it, and they have more energy, and, you know. And the person was pretty credible who recommended it to Terry, and it was a company in Sedona called LifeStar. And Terry went in there, and this guy named Joe talked to her for quite some time, and she bought it. she brought a package of this powder that was apparently quite special. So then I picked up the package a couple of days ago, and I could feel really good vibrations from the package. And so I just said, I'm going to try this. So both Terry and I noticed that we had more sustained energy through the whole day. And the way she talked about Joe, I felt like I was going to call him. I was going to find out what he did and how he was making this stuff, because it seemed like he was doing something different than other people in the way he was making his product. And I'm not sure I could explain what it is differently, but I called him today, and we talked for probably an hour and a half. I was telling him about us, and he was telling me about him and his product, and it was a really nice conversation. So tonight, Terry and I went to Picasso's, and we had finished, and I was like just paying the check, and there were these two people sitting at a table right next to the check stand, and I looked at the guy, and by the way, when I cut off from Joe, I had an appointment to get my hair cut. I was getting to look very, very shaggy. And I say hello to this guy, and I said, you know, you're radiating quite a bit of, I just say whatever comes to my mind, you're radiating quite a bit of love in this space. I just wanted to know what you do. Are you a teacher or what? And he was being very evasive in answering me, okay? And I said, well, I mean, what do you do in exchange for paying for your body? And he was still being evasive. And then finally, he came out, they had a little shop, and made nutritional products. And that was the very same Joe that I spoke to for an hour and a half this morning. And then he tells me, you know, I'm sorry, I look a little shaggy. I need a haircut. And I said, oh, that's where I had to go when I hung up from you. I said, I'm going to recommend my person that does haircuts to you. Now, keep in mind, there's this woman sitting with him, okay? And she looks at me and she says, you know, I met you many years ago. And I said, oh, you know what? I meet so many people. I'm sorry. It's hard to remember, okay? And then she said her name was Claire. And now get this. This absolutely blew my mind. Let me unmute everybody for a second. I'll ask a question here.
All callers are unmuted.
How many of you have seen all, and probably all of you have seen all the David Wilcock, Edgar Casey comparison photos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and there was him, there was his former wife, right? And there was his father in both lives, okay? And they all look similar, right? Claire was his former wife. And then she says, I have a thing with David because he never asked my permission to use my picture, you know? And I'm not sure I go along with, you know. I mean, can you believe it? I said, okay. It's kind of like, it was like a double underline to both relationships. Well, I'm probably going to get together with her because she would be really neat to talk to. And Joe, I already talked to. And I was telling him a little bit about the Elohim and writing the Edgar Casey book. And he never knew, I don't think he knew that Claire, who's his friend, was the person who was Wilcox's alleged wife. Okay? Now, that is, it's a really good sign, because I used to have synchronicities like that all the time. And it's starting to come back. That was an amazing synchronicity. To talk to him for an hour and a half, and then I approach him as a stranger and say, what makes you so loving, right? I don't always do that to people. In fact, I don't rarely say that because very rarely do people look that loving. And I just knew it was okay to say that to him. I knew that there was something deep with him. And then, of course, Terry was coming through, and he had already met Terry. So it'll underline his willingness to help her with products, right? And I'm saying all this to give you all an example of how amazing synchronicities can be. And it's a good sign that we're having them. It means that I am opening up my matrix more. And Terry is getting better. And Terry is really getting better. I mean, not only is she physically getting better, but she is, certain patterns that she's had all of her life are starting to disappear. Okay? She is getting through them. So, in any case, that's my report for the day. And let's get to your questions for the day. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect.
Don't do that!
Uh-oh, we better mute everybody. I can see that. Okay.
All right.
Who is that?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this call. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are with you this October 17, 2018. And we are the Ra'an and the aspect of the Elohim group and the Ra group, otherwise known as Ra-On. We can bring through assistance if you ask, and if it is for the highest good. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it is not applying to you at that time. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone. We do not come through the computer. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And our first question is from, let me see here, from Isis in Seattle. Ra-On once told me I had a connection to the love, feminine, and connectivity department sections of the Elohim. When and how did I make these connections? In another lifetime? Or did I once live in that dimension? Thank you.
Yes. You once lived in that dimension and decided to come to the third density to experience the sensations, the learning, the things that the third dimension had to offer. So you do have a connection with us, and we send you great love.
Thank you. What a great answer. And Isis, I'm going to skip your second question. Would you please ask it again on another Wednesday, because we have a number of questions tonight. Okay, Michael, in Pea Ridge, Arkansas, what is my biggest obstacle, and if appropriate, what is my best course of action?
Give us a minute to connect. One of your biggest obstacles is letting go of tightly holding to what might be called your box of intention and attention, and opening up to greater possibilities in the earth realm. There are good opportunities that you set aside as not applicable, which is good, but there are other opportunities that you, by keeping within your own framework and not reaching out of it, you miss some of the things that could aid you in your fulfillment in this lifetime. Give us a moment. You are doing well in some aspects of your life. You have skills that you are putting to use, and it serves others, and it brings you some sort of a connection with other people and money to live on. Do not disregard opportunities that could come to you to fill in areas that are missing in your life. Opportunities might lead to something unexpected as a breakthrough when you might have overlooked them. Thank you.
Thank you. And just to mention, that was a pretty deep look, Michael. I hope it, if it didn't resonate, then don't worry about it. But I would suggest listening to it a couple of times to take it in. And that was for Michael. It wasn't necessarily for other people. Although, if you can make anything they said work, then make it work. Let me ask a quick question. We had this amazing synchronicity that I spoke about earlier, meeting Joe and meeting Claire. Can you make any comment about that synchronicity and its significance? Are those both people from other lifetimes, or was it a random association that was generated because I talked to Joe for an hour and a half?
You got on the frequency of Joe, and so the frequencies tend to attract. You were in Joe's frequency, Joe was in your frequency, and they tend to attract and pull people together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Here is a question from Prudy. I think it is. Wait a second. My question is this. My mother's second birthday in heaven is in a few days. How is she doing? We all love her in the family and miss her very much.
We do not wish to look too closely to bring her attention back, as she is in another realm and doing well and working on things, and we do not wish to bring her back, but we can send her warmth and good wishes from you.
Thank you. Next question. Edna in Snohomish, Washington. Everyone's taking me up on what I suggested to ask this question, and thank you for doing that. I think those of you that ask it, send me an email if you choose, and let me know how accurately you think they pinned it, okay? Edna asks, what is my biggest challenge? And I would like to know if it was my choice to have this challenge in this life. And what can I do to overcome this challenge?
Your biggest challenge is in the relationship area, working out some karma from the past with people from the past to dismiss negative karma through interaction. This is the area of difficulty in relationships with your family and your significant others. You are moving through it. And you, as you go, are cutting away the karma from the past. These are ties that hold you to the third dimension. You have fulfilled yourself in many aspects of the third dimension. And relationships are the, close relationships are the area which have been harvested. That is our look.
Thank you. If I can ask this, it's an extension to Edna's question. When she's working, and this is a question probably that a lot of people could relate to, when she is working with these relationships, is she working out karma with the other person or her own karma as it's reflected back to her?
Her own karma, as it's reflected back to her, and it interfaces with the karma of the other person who is also trying to work through karma.
And if one person works through the karma and the other person is holding on to the karma, then it would be probably wise to move on in the relationship, yes?
When you're working through the karma, you will know when you have worked through it, and there will be no more reason to continue when the other person may try to pull you back, but it is his karma that needs to be worked through. It is not something that you should, that you would get a lot out of by chasing. He needs to work through his karma in his own time. We are speaking somewhat of Kevin here.
Thank you. Next question is from Don Herman. Are there any ways to increase the frequency of a group or the individuals in a group that would be beneficial for us to know?
The more intention you have, not particularly directed at the group, but just in general, will tend to group with the people who have similar intentions and make it stronger.
Thank you. Now, from Rich Buckley. I don't know if I'm going to read all these, Rich, okay? the question is, are there incarnated on Earth right now a portion of Rata's higher self in human form, or one or more people walking the Earth right now? And which I would say most certainly David Wilcock, or I would think David Wilcock would have a portion of Rata's higher self. Could it be with other people as well? We'll let them answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. We do, at this point, refer to David. There are other fragments who were, say, allied or connected with Rata that are here today. That is our answer.
And I ask one of those other questions. Was Edgar Cayce an incarnation of an aspect of Rata? And I mean, I'm sure that's true. The Edgar Cayce readings had a huge amount of information. Look it up, Edgar Cayce Rata, on Edgar Cayce being an incarnation of Rata. And
yes.
Yes is fine with that, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Ask the others later, okay? Next question. Now, Valerie asked a question. She uses a name here that I don't recognize. Let me very quickly see if she's on the line.
All callers are unmuted.
Valerie in Livermore, are you on the line? Hello, Valerie. Okay. Well, if you're listening to the...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Please tell me who Antu was for your question, okay? Because I don't know. And I don't want to be sure that Terry knows or the Elohim knows. It's just give more of a clue to that. And the next question is, okay. Now, this is one we'll try out and see if we can get an answer to. You guys from Livermore are stumping me today. This is David Wilkes from Livermore. David Wilkes from Livermore, who Valerie introduced to the group. Now, David sent me some pictures, okay? And they're on my email. But Terry hasn't seen them. I don't know. It might be important for Terry to see them, or so the Elohim could see them, or maybe I can look at them right now and they can read it through me. Could you ask Terry to find out what those lights were in Berkeley, 2014, on my lunch break? Okay? That is, Valerie sent me an answer about this. Let me look up David. David Wilkes. Hang on, David. Okay. Okay, here it is. I got his email. So, I'm looking at these pictures, or this picture, which is two circles with two crosses, one in the middle of each circle, and the crosses are lit up, and the circles are lit up, and it looks like it's in the sky. Okay? Does that create any help for our sources to explain what that is?
Was this when they were in the lunch hour in Berkeley, is that?
Yeah, 2014.
No lunch hour.
Pardon me?
We were looking. Hold on.
I'm sending Terry the pictures by email, so if it helps for her to look at it.
All right, let me go off the tracks right now and go look. I have to turn on the computer.
And, Valerie, I got your email, so I will redo your question here. When Terry is back in trance, we have about 4 minutes here.
Maybe we can skip that question and go on, and I'll look at the pictures after. Because it takes about 40 minutes for my computer to fire up.
Okay, good enough. So, right now, we bring the light back. We lift our consciousness. Valerie says, I know I came from the Pleiades, but did I ever travel with Antu on Nibiru? And then she said, Antu was a queen on Nibiru. Now, when I ask a question like that, Valerie's making a lot of assumptions, which are probably right, but it's possible they're not. She says she came from Pleiades. So you could comment if she came from Pleiades. And did she ever travel with Antu? Then Antu was a queen on Nibiru. So I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Yes. When the name was mentioned before, we did pick up some of the royalty of the Anunnaki. And we do see that you did travel with Antu, and that Antu was a part of the royalty family of the Anunnaki.
Nibiru was the Anunnaki's planet, yes, their home planet?
Yes.
And is it still their home planet? Is it still occupied by them?
It is still occupied, yes.
And what is the population of Nibiru?
it varies. We get between 50 and 200, depending upon who's on it at the time.
50 to 200 beings?
Yeah.
So it's not very populated.
Not now. Many of the occupants have left to seek permanent residence in another area, but there is a crew on board that maintains it.
Now, some people say Nibiru is somewhat like a spaceship that can be driven. Is there any truth to that?
It is interdimensional, and it can be driven. Yes.
And was there a whole big society of Anunnaki on Nibiru one time?
As many as 2,000 at one point.
Now, was that the entire race of the Anunnaki? Were they on other? Did they have other planets that they occupied with a higher population?
Yes. They did have other populations that they visited and would interact with.
And what other planet was occupied by the Anunnaki?
It was not a planet in our solar system.
Okay. Did the Anunnaki on Nibiru have relationships with the Anunnaki on this other planet?
To some degree, yes.
To some degree. Legend has it that the Anunnaki came to Earth to mine gold, which was needed for the atmosphere of their planet. Is that accurate? And was Nibiru the planet?
Yes.
Yes. And was the gold for their atmosphere to disperse some of the energy from the sun?
Not exactly. It was to stabilize the atmosphere, which wasn't entirely disrupted by the sun, but somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for answering those additional questions. And we have to go over to Whole Planet Healing now. It's 6:57. Thank you, BBS, if you haven't cut us off, and all of you who are listening on the Internet. The phone number for Whole Planet Healing, if you don't know it, is 712-770-4340 and 210-513.
250-513-pound.
250-513. 712-770-4340. 250-513. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all who submitted questions. And we will see you in a moment on Whole Planet Healing.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you from
Seattle. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Hi. Is there
your conference recording has stopped.
I love you all. Good job, Terry. Thank you.
Thank you.